Hello, I'm Penny Melville Brown, the blind baker. I won an international prize that enabled me to cook all round the world. I've written all the recipes up, I've made hundreds of videos, and I blog and write about recipes all the time. There's even a cookbook. You can find out more about me at www.pennymelvillebrown.com. Hello, everyone. It's coming, Christmas is coming, and we've already had snow down here in Hampshire. Only a slight bit, but enough to remind us that, you know, the season is drawing in. It's getting colder at night, it's getting darker at night. So I thought some Christmas mincemeat might be just what we wanted for a recipe for this month. And I hope that this recipe is going to take you back to memories of your childhood, cooking that your mother made. But it also is going to be a recipe that, if you feel bold, you could give away small jars of it as Christmas presents, because it will keep pretty well. Okay, now, for what you need for this recipe, it's incredibly simple. The first thing you'll need is a large oven-proof bowl. Now, I have a metal one that works really well, but you might have one in Pyrex or another toughened glass. You could use one that is ceramic. You could even use a casserole dish, whatever suits you. What I would like you to have with it is a lid, because we're going to cover some stuff overnight. It just keeps the creepy crawlies out. But if you get pressed, you just throw a tea towel over the top. Then we're going to need a big tablespoon and some clean glass jars or other containers with lids. If you've got a jam funnel, that's helpful. I also like to use a metal roasting tray that's got some depth to it, so that when I put these jam jars in the oven, they're going to be much easier to get in and out, and I can lay them down in there, just keep them safe, so that, you know, as a person with a visual impairment, I'm not getting into a muddle. And finally, if you're feeling really adventurous, you could make some labels, last year's Christmas cards, cut up a bit of ribbon, Happy Christmas, special mincemeat from dot, dot, dot. And there you are, little presents to give out. So let's start. And the point about this recipe is it probably takes longer to weigh out the ingredients and get it all into the bowl than anything else. So I'm going to start at the top. The good news is the very first ingredient is a healthy one. 220 grams of cooking apples that you've peeled, cored and diced. Don't make them too tiny. You're probably looking at pieces about a centimetre on each angle. I'm glad I got the healthy bit in first, because now we're into 170 grams of soft dark brown sugar. And I know it sounds quite a lot, but when you've got all the other ingredients in, the sugar does fade a bit. 170 grams of raisins, 80 grams of currants and 80 grams of sultanas. 80 grams of glacé cherries, and I would normally halve them, otherwise they're just a bit too much, and 80 grams of suet. Now, you can buy suet in packets, and you can buy vegetarian varieties if that's more to your preference. I've got 50 grams of almonds. Now, you could just buy slithered almonds if that's easy for you. I get them with their brown skins on because I think they taste better, and then I chop them in the kitchen, which inevitably means that some bits go flying all over the floor. But 50 grams of chopped almonds and 50 grams of brandy. And I'm sure you know that if we're trying to measure liquids when we can't see so well, doing it by weight is so much easier. I've said brandy, but you could use other liqueurs, other spirits, whatever you've got around. I often go and raid all the cupboards in the house and see what there is. Then I've got an orange and a lemon, and each of those I've zested and juiced. And you can see, and you can imagine, what this bowl is starting to look like, smell like, as each of these ingredients goes into it. But this is the Christmassy bit. 2 heaped teaspoons of ground mixed spice, 1/4 teaspoonful of ground cinnamon. And here I tend to use whole nutmegs and grate them when I want them. So I'm going to say 1/4 of a nutmeg grated into the bowl. Now, if you haven't only got pre-grated nutmeg, that's no problem. Just throw in, I don't know, quarter of a teaspoon. That sounds about right. So that's all your ingredients. We've measured all the ingredients into our bowl. We give it a jolly good stir, and then we just cover it with something, a tea towel, a bit of cling film, a lid, and leave it overnight. And that's going to help all the fruit steep in the orange juice and the brandy. The next morning, we're going to come down to the kitchen and find this bowl of festering stuff. We're going to switch the oven on and put it on about 70 degrees Celsius or centigrade, whichever you use. And for me, in my gas oven, that's going to be S for slow, or about the lowest setting I can get it to without it switching off, perhaps a quarter. That would be the most. And place gently your bowl of deliciousness onto a shelf in the oven. You need to leave a shelf underneath because you're going to put the tray of jars in there later. So you're going to set a timer for 2.5 hours, and that is your mincemeat en route. As I said, we've got some jars. We want to make sure that they are clean, that they are sterilized. So I always find the best way is to take quite a deep oven tray, pop the jars in that, and I will lay them down, stand them up, whatever is the most convenient, whatever is the safest for me. And they go into the bottom of the oven an hour before the mincemeat is due to come out. So eventually, we're going to hear that alarm. And bring, bring, mincemeat is ready. I want you to be careful here because you've got two quite hot trays or containers. We want some oven-proof mats on the work surface. So you want some oven mitts or whatever you use to protect your hands. And put first up the bowl of mincemeat and second next to it, the tray of the jars. And now we are just about ready, once we've switched the oven off, to start spooning the mincemeat into the jars. I know that when you can't see very well, this is not necessarily the easiest thing to do. That's why I would suggest a jam funnel if you've got one. I have one that I made myself, which actually fits my jars perfectly, but some other funnel. And at the end of the day, if you're making this for you, if you put your finger in the jar just to feel how far your mincemeat has gone, that's perfectly acceptable too. And so when you've got all the mincemeat into all the jars, and you've filled them up quite nicely, you know, don't be sparing, fill them up to the top, then screw on your cold lids. I'm using cold lids, will help it all as well. And then let the whole lot cool, because what you want to do is probably clean up any spills off the outside of your jars before you start doing decorating, labelling, or anything else. And there you go. Jars of Christmas mincemeat that will last, I would normally say a year, but I must confess, I have had jars that have been much, much older and still been delicious. My favourite way, if you're not going to make mince pies, is to put the mincemeat on top of a crumble, usually an apple crumble. So I wish you all a really happy Christmas. I hope this little recipe, and I hope it isn't too difficult, has inspired you to think, well, I could do something like that. Penny can do it. She's blind. I can do it too. If you've got ideas or suggestions for future recipes, please get in touch with me. You can always make contact through my website, www.pennymelvillebrown.com. So happy Christmas and see you in the new year. Bye-bye.